Well, good morning. Good morning. Hope everybody is feeling great today. Happy Tuesday to you. I am so excited to kick off our call this morning, and we are going to talk about showing up like a champion. That's right. Because if you want to win and you want to be a champion, you got to show up like a champion. And I want to take a second. I got to tell you, I'm like a monstrous gymnastics fan. I don't know if any of you follow gymnastics at all, but I'm going to start there and take us down the ACN road. I love to watch women compete in gymnastics. It's mind-blowing to me the things that they can do. And if you've paid any attention, not even very much at all, but like if you even know female gymnastics exists as a sport, you've heard of Simone Biles. Simone Biles is the GOAT. She is hands down the greatest of all time. There's never been a female gymnast on the earth who could do the stuff that this woman is doing. And she has done things that not only no one's ever done, but they actually have to name things after her because she comes up with things and invents stuff that no one's done. So if you followed Simone, Simone was, you know, the winner of everything that you could imagine, the greatest champion ever, and then was going through some really difficult personal things and departed during the last Olympics and just had to stop. And she was going through it. So she had to stop. She checked out. She was done. But in that woman's blood is just champion, nothing less than champion. So she has come back, and she is now winning titles all over the place, landing things no one's done, and she's better than she ever was before. And she was already documented to be the greatest athlete, female gymnast ever in the world. So here she is. She took off. She healed herself. She went through stuff, and now she's setting the world on fire again. And in her recent competition, she never makes a mistake. She actually made a mistake and had a stumble on the floor, but got up and, as a champion, went right back at it, and she still wins all the medals. She's still world champion, gold this, gold that. God knows what that woman will pull off in the next Olympics, which are coming up. So how does that show up for you? And why am I talking about that? Because there are behaviors and signs and decisions that are made when you watch a champion. So what are they? Well, first thing is this. Take any athlete, whatever sport it is that you like. Take anybody in the Olympics. It could be a swimmer. It could be whatever that is. Those people will do things and work harder and show up the way other people won't. So when everybody else is sleeping late, they're up, they're out of bed, they're at the gym, they're at the swimming pool, they're wherever they need to be at the crack of dawn. It's usually dark out, and everyone else is having a normal life, and there they are, being exceptional, giving up the normal routines most people have so that they can be the best. You know, maybe you're not an Olympic person. Maybe you love football. I love football. You know, but think about that. Think about the time spent in the gym, the time spent at practices, all the sacrifices made, all the time that, you know, people who wanted to be athletes gave up social time, gave up partying, gave up all the things that young men give up in order to be able to be the best. You know, think about the hours and hours and hours that the best basketball players have spent in the gym doing the same shot, 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 over and over and over again. See, people who are champions, they know the work comes way before the glory. They understand that. They don't expect to have glory without sacrifice. So they show up for practice. They show up and do the same thing a million times over until they can nail it with consistency. They know that even after they do all that, there'll be a bad day. There's going to be a day where they're at a game and somebody throws them the Hail Mary pass, and oh my God, they dropped it. They missed it. They under or overshot catching it. They know that they'll be down and the clock's ticking and they have that last shot to win the last 2 points, and boom, they blow it. They know that comes with it. And still, after that, the next day, They're up again in the gym, at the pool, at practice, on the court, wherever they need to be again, because that is how a champion shows up over and over again. And then later, after hours and hours and days and months and years, when they win the gold medal or they have a Super Bowl ring or whatever the case is, then all that glory comes to them. Everything they've ever dreamed of, the accomplishment, all of the dreams they've had, all come to fruition. Everyone looks at them and goes, they're so great. And they are great. But no one thinks about or ever asks, how many things did you miss? How many things did you give up? How many hours were you frustrated? How many times were you heartbroken? They just see nothing but glory, and there's nothing like that. There's nothing like being the best at what you do. There's nothing like lifting up your team and winning the Super Bowl or winning the team gold medal or having that experience where not only are you a champion, but you took all these people with you. It's just incredible. That experience and that moment is worth every ounce of sacrifice. And in that moment, that athlete doesn't think about, oh, the time that everybody went to a party and they didn't go, or the time that they were really sick and they still went to practice. They are like, it was all worth it. And the same thing applies for you right here and right now as you build your business. Are you showing up as a champion? You know, well, you're on here this morning. That's a good sign, right? Do you get on the mojos? Hey, do you go the extra mile and say hello? Let somebody know I'm here. I'm declaring it. I'm going to be a winner. Are you on your team Zoom? First thing, early, camera on, pen and paper in hand, ready to learn. Are you registered for the convention? Even though somebody told you you shouldn't go or you think you can't afford to go or whatever stuff is going on, drama-rama, that makes it a challenge for you to show up, are you like, I'm going to be there anyway? And have you ever been through some of those things where someone said they were going to get started in the business and then they ghosted you? It's just like the day the guy dropped the ball. That's going to happen. You're going to have days where you're so excited and you're unstoppable. And you're going to have days where you're like, holy smokes, I had 3 appointments today. No one showed up, blah, blah, blah. But then the question is, the next day, it's a brand new day. Do you show up like a committed champion anyway, no matter what happened the day before? If the day before was great, you get up and you're ready to crush it. But if the day before stunk up the joint and it was no good, you get up and go, that doesn't matter. I am a champion. I'm showing up. I'm going to get it today. Today's a fresh day. I can produce any result that I want because I say so, and I'm going to come out swinging. And that's what it's all about, showing up like a champion. So when you become an RVP and when you become an SVP and when you have all of those things that you've dreamed of, you again will know all the times that you showed up, all the sacrifices you made, all the growth you went through, who you had to become along that journey. And as you're there and you're with your team and you're celebrating and people on the outside just go, wow, look at that. That's awesome. He's so great. She's so great. I want to be like that too. You'll know all that stuff, but I'll tell you, you'll say it's all worth it. So today on this Tuesday, first things first, champions are going to Orlando. Champions are making it happen. And if you don't know how to make it happen, you go to your upline mentor, your coach, and say, I hear it. I see everyone's going there. I see all the people who are winning big are going to be there. I just can't figure out how I can get there. Because there's always a way. I remember years ago, there was a young man who said he couldn't go, got into a conversation with his coach, and sold his PlayStation. I think this guy was like 21, so that was sounds like selling a limb. Sold his PlayStation, pawned it, so he could go to a conference and build a huge team. I've seen people do crazy stuff to get where they need to go. So first things first, show up like a champion and be in Orlando. And if that's already handled, a champion will pursue getting someone else there with them until that daggone thing starts. So, you know, who do you know? Who's on your team? How can you network? Who knows somebody in Florida? Maybe you could find someone down there even who hasn't even seen the business yet and start talking to them, because you have this week and next week, and you are a champion, which means you can do anything. And if someone can walk off of the Olympics and then come back and be even more exceptional than they ever were and break more records that have never been set anywhere on this earth, you know you got it in you. You know there's more. So I invite you today to be a champion. Just the whole day, put on an SDP hat and go, this is what I would do if I had already won. This is how I show up. This is how I talk to people. This is how many phone calls I'd make. These are all the Zooms I'd get on. These are the things that I would be doing today. And here's the non-negotiable conversations I'd have about Orlando, because I am a winner. And if you are not an SDP yet, you just got to know it's because you're still in the practice phase and your report just hasn't caught up yet. But, honey, it's coming. So go out, be an extraordinary champion today, and watch what happens. Have an outstanding day.